It is the People's Show. Now joining us, it is Patrick Johnston, Canucks insider at the Province. And what's going on, PJ?
Gentlemen, it's a sunny blue Wednesday. Feeling great. Feeling happy to be here.
Happy to have you on, as always, PJ. We were just talking with new Canucks assistant coach Brad Shaw. He was very candid with us, really breaking down the game, even to some extent breaking down certain players. Why do you think coaches and players around the NHL aren't usually so, you know, open in having, you know, real conversations rather than getting into a bunch of cliches?
Well, I think some of it is strategic, right? I mean, especially from a coach's perspective, you know, I mean, I think sometimes they are too cautious, you know, but I think there are so few edges to be found in a game that if you think you have one, you're going to sort of try to protect everything you can and not give away any clues. I think that's some of it. You know, I think some of it is, you know, most people, I mean, coaches in particular do have a, I think especially now they know, you know, why what they do works. But I think when it comes to athletes, you know, a lot of it is just simply people sort of know what they know, but often they don't have a great deal of insight into it. You know, I think with some athletes that does change, but I mean, most of us, and this goes back to, you know, my experience as a teacher, you know, one of the things you'd run in with kids was, you know, first of all, we're afraid to say the wrong thing. And I think I've given this anecdote before about, you know, a great conversation I once had with Brock Besser, where we had this very insightful conversation about Elias Pettersson. And, you know, he sort of said at the end, I wasn't sure really if that's what you wanted. And it was great. I said, well, Brock, what are you talking about? It was great. You know him better, way better than I do. But it was a little bit of that sort of, I don't know if fear is the word, but that sort of concern that, you know, we're going to give the correct answer that comes from school almost. And I think a lot of people, you know, think about, you think about everyday regular life. We get a lot of us don't necessarily have a direct answer in the moment. I mean, if there's an ongoing long-standing dialogue, you can often pull stuff out. I think that's some of it too. And I think some of it too is just, you know, I think, you know, people just, you know, they do it, you know, they got to do the interview. They got to talk to us because that is part of their job, but they may not want to pursue it more than they have to. I mean, there are guys that purposely sort of shut down interviews. I mean, Marcus Granlund was probably the best example I ever heard of. Apparently he was a hilarious, fascinating guy, great teammate. You could never get a single good, interesting quote out of him. And I was once told that that was a choice that he had made long ago, and as a result, we never talked to him, and his life was great because of it. So, I don't know. It's a bunch of different things, I think, but I think for the most part, it just comes down to, you know, most of us don't have the gift of the gab, and the few that do, we love to talk to them.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that. And I mean, and Brad was fantastic with us, just with, you know, giving us a lot of insight. And on the question of, okay, what is his role exactly going to be, he didn't really define it. He said he's going to essentially be doing a bit of everything, and it's going to get defined over time. And make long story short, he essentially said he's not here to do what Travis wants. He's here to give his honest opinion about stuff. And this is not necessarily about agreeing on things. It's about doing what's best for the team. It's a really interesting dynamic. Like this, as much as people are looking at this as saying only Newell Brown's going out, Brad Shaw's addition does create quite a different dynamic in that coaching department.
Well, I mean, maybe more visibly than we understood, perhaps or perhaps people understood. It is more visible than people perhaps understood that the Manny Malhotra position. I mean, Manny was leaned on to give a lot of stuff. In terms of, you know, obviously during the game, he was the eye in the sky. You know, we know that he did a lot of stuff with face-offs, but he was involved with a lot of different things. He was a bit of a catch-all coach, but didn't have the long experience as a coach that Brad Shaw does have, which is, I think the thing that probably stands out more. And, you know, the fact is, and I think you guys noted it as I was coming in, at least with the Canucks anyway, the non-head coaches don't often talk. That's just been a policy that the team has had. And there you go. I mean, we'll see if we hear from him very much often. But, I think it is one of those ones. This is, more than anything, this is replacing a role that wasn't filled before the season. You know, Jason King, all respect to him, was promoted in that, you know, but in the end he was promoted because, you know, they needed someone to do the eye in the sky job. And obviously he'd been coaching for some time in the organization. Travis knew him from Utica. But, you know, he wasn't a guy that was looked to in the way that Malhotra was, certainly not an influence the way Malhotra perhaps was. So, yeah, I think that's the other thing, too, is in many ways it is just kind of it's filling in a hole. And it is looking, I mean, I think, it makes sense. Of course, you don't want everybody just sort of agreeing with each other. That's not you want to have a voice in there that's saying, I'm not so sure. And this is an outside voice. And, you know, coaching staffs turn over all the time. There are changes made on most NHL coaching staffs from year to year, not often as drastic perhaps as this one. But you want to get fresh looks, fresh takes. And that to me, as soon as I sort of saw it, I said, yeah, that's what makes sense. Obviously has a lot of experience dealing with defensemen, helping defensemen come along. But I think the other thing that people have, you know, should think less about when it comes to looking at hockey coaches is they should think less in terms of the sort of filling in the holes, I think, as we used to. Well, this guy runs the defense and this guy runs the forwards. I mean, yeah, that happens in the game, and there is some elements to that. Sure, that's important. But more than ever, I think coaches in hockey, coaches in all sports really, are looked to be much more dynamic in what they bring. They obviously have a particular area of influence, but, you know, they're looked to bring in different ideas, different thoughts, to notice different things, to be collaborative in how it runs. It's not like Travis is the sort of Napoleonic dictator where he just says everything that happens is my call. You know, I mean, in the end, he's the head coach. He's the guy that makes the final decision. That's his job. But he, you know, is a guy that's going to look to his assistant, his associates, and find out what they have to think. And they're gonna have a team approach to how this all works. And that to me is what this hiring is all about.
Well, along those lines, if we look at the recent past, Bradshaw has run the defense in the PK, but we saw changes on the power play front to Newell Brown out. And there is going to be, obviously, by the sounds of it, a bit of a committee there, or at least a collaborative effort to fix the power play. Was that the biggest disappointment this year from the Canucks, the power play? Just about never got it right, never found that consistency, and it felt like this change was inevitable?
I don't know. I mean, Neil Brown obviously has had a lot of success in his past. People seem to forget that. I mean, when they were one of the best power plays in the league last season, a year ago. I don't even know where what year is this? We're still in COVID.
2021.
So this is 2020, March. This is April 20. Anyway. I mean, 2019-20, the Canucks are one of the best power plays in the league, right? Like, you know, you don't lose your secret stuff after a year. However, it comes back to what I was saying before. Sometimes you just need a reset. You need some freshness. You need somebody else to come with a different look, to sort of look at the players, you know, look at the skills that are there, look at what was working, what wasn't working, and then, you know, apply those lessons. And sometimes the players just need a different voice. That's some of it too, right? Like every coach, long ago, a coach once told me he thought that a coach really had a shelf life of 3 years. There's only sort of so many things you can say for so long. Well, you know, if you need to change up what's being said, you know, you bring in a new coach. I mean, I can understand from that standpoint. Newell Brown's been in the league, I think Joey Kendra pointed out to us, 24 years and consecutive season, every season been working for a team. He had success a decade ago with the Canucks and then didn't, and he was let go, and that happened, and then he came back. That part is not that surprising to me. The power play, yeah, it was a huge disappointment. Could have turned a few games in their favor. I'm not sure it would have turned the totality of the difficulties of the season, because, of course, in the end, the defense was a huge problem. At times, the goaltending was a problem. On the whole, Thatcher Demko had a really good year, but on the whole, Braden Holtby had a pretty bad year. And they also had moments where they were running opposite to each other. That Holtby was obviously playing really well, and that obviously only happened maybe a couple times. But, you know, people forget both of them had a tough start to the season. Demko turned things around by the end of January and then had a rough February. I think preventing goals to me in the end was the bigger disappointment on the whole. But sure, having a power play that couldn't really get anything going. I think, let's be fair, without Elias Pettersson, that was always going to be a struggle. But in the big picture, they needed more from that unit. And, they need more next year. There's no doubt about that.
PJ, appreciate the time as always, man. We'll talk soon.
Boys, enjoy yourselves. Get outside. Enjoy the sun when you have a moment. We'll talk to you next week.